From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Daily News. Rachel Silberstein reports for the Times Union that New York's current COVID-19 wave is the largest since the end of the federal public health emergency in April 2023. The JN1 variant is the new form of the variant. In the state, more than 3,200 people were hospitalized with COVID-19 on January 5th, which is up 48% from the 2,250 that were hospitalized before Christmas, according to the New York Department of Health. The story says, and I quote, "Wastewater viral levels in particular have increased rapidly in recent weeks, with COVID-19 presence estimated at 27% higher than it was a year ago," end quote. The good news from the Centers for Disease Control is that emergency room visits are 21% lower than they were at the same time last year. Some hospitals are now requiring masks again because of the uptick in COVID-19, the flu, and RSV. New York Health Commissioner Dr. James McDonald said, and I quote, "Because of potential health impacts and hospital capacity concerns, New Yorkers, especially those not feeling well or most susceptible to illness, should consider wearing a mask in crowded indoor settings to help avoid getting sick or getting others sick," end quote. Read more about this story in the Times Union. CBS News reports that Governor Kathy Hochul presented more than 200 proposals that she said will make New York safer, more affordable, and more livable January 9th during her State of the State speech. Hochul said, and I quote, "I have listened as New Yorkers told me about the challenges they face and the dreams they hold," end quote. Hochul faces a $4 billion budget shortfall, a large problem with the lack of affordable housing, and Southern governors busing many migrants to the state. She had many law enforcement proposals to stop hate crimes and shoplifting, and Hochul wants to plant 25 million trees in the next decade, buy up homes in flood zones, and add 15,000 housing units on state-owned land near train stations and prisons. Read more about this story at CBS News. Porcupine Soup reports that local resident Simeon Bales donated 21 acres to the Mountaintop Arboretum in Tannersville. Mountaintop Arboretum Board Chair Abby Coffin said, and I quote, "We are so grateful to the Bales family who have made an extraordinary gift of this special parcel of land," end quote. Now the Mountaintop Arboretum has 200 acres of plants, meadows, wetlands, and forests. Bales said of his donation, and I quote, "This land, which is 80% wetland, will serve both future generations and the planet with its beauty, natural carbon capture, and the habitat it provides for wildlife. It is our hope that this gift inspires others to consider supporting and growing those organizations in their own backyards that protect and conserve our natural environment," end quote. Read more about this story in Porcupine Soup. And that wraps up the WGXC Daily News. You can visit our website at WGXC.org for local weather updates, public meetings, a community calendar, or COVID-19 updates. And while you're there, please click on the donate button to become a WGXC sustaining supporter or make a one-time donation. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.